mein auf den Supercast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast episode. God knows what it is now.
I can't remember. Time.
I'm Adam and Packer, and here's Kirby Bartlett Sloane.
Packer!
Hello, gang.
You man.
What's the point?
Packer!
And Debbie Melrose.
We're playing a bit by ear at the moment, so try and stay out of trouble.
We are.
What happened to the Packer?
We're doing Packer! I liked my quote.
This week we're going to brisk through Invasion.
Eight episodes.
This is the second longest story.
Oh my god.
Yes, it is the second longest. No, it isn't, because no, third isn't. Longest story, because Trial of the Time Lord was.
Trial of the Time Lord? I don't consider that to be one story.
Yeah, you don't consider it to be one story.
Yeah, I don't
Other
either.
People do. Isabella's watching.
That's just like saying Series 10.
Isabella's watching from the other room.
Isabella's watching from next door. She could just come in.
Yeah, well, stop using my bandwidth. Right. Yes. Invasion. Right, so it begins with... how's everybody been, by the way? Good. Right, Invasion. It begins with an animated facility.
Thanks for asking.
Didn't actually watch the animation. I watched the loose canon reconstruction. Then I watched the animation of this one.
Yeah. Me too.
It's dumb,
and I actually think that I liked the reconstruction better.
Mm. Well, I haven't seen the reconstruction.
The reconstruction is great. The animation is very dark.
Mm. But, the TARDIS lands in the
I like the animation. It's wonderful. I haven't seen the reconstruction, but I think that it's one of the best. Wasn't this the very first one that they animated?
No idea.
I heard it was.
Ask Kirby, he'll know.
This is the first one that they animated.
Isabella is posted.
We have Matthew on the show for that.
You can, but you won't be able to fit in the women's picture.
You're just standing behind somehow.
Yeah, anyway. So, so the TARDIS gets put back together, basically, isn't it? Because it's the end of Mind Robber, and then... And there's a sort of interaction with the spaceship.
It's the dark side of the moon, and it's the Cybermen's spaceship.
And then they sort of land in the field.
Master. In the people who watched the reconstruction rather than the animation, in the animation, Zoe is wearing the outfit that she actually changes to in episode
I
two.
Know.
Yes.
I
She's
know.
Supposed to be wearing the cat suit still.
And in the reconstruction, she is wearing the cat suit.
As well.
She gets back into it in the end, so Isabella can take a picture
Maybe.
Of her.
Maybe. But they washed it before she got back into it.
Yeah, she and Isabella are always changing their clothes. I don't know where they keep them.
And the fact she's still got the boa on after all that when she goes down into the sewer. Hello!
Hello!
And Isabella changes into that weird waitress outfit.
Yeah, the little teeny. Maybe that's what they thought we'd all be wearing in the noughties.
Anyway, right, so if you want to, you have to come in, get in the
waitress outfit. Does that mean I don't remember the waitress outfit. Maybe she is actually Clara.
I'm one of my own chairs.
Joy. So there's all a bit of hilarity when they land in the cow field because they were sort of laughing at the cow.
Wouldn't you?
No. And then they bump into a bloke of the truck who talks about.
He was quite sullen, wasn't he?
Yeah. Very happy, was he?
No. Get on, get in. I'm going to let you break out, but I'm going to do it really nervously.
Yeah, and...
Debbie, I like your hat.
I just took it off.
It's my hat.
It's Saddam's hat.
I was wearing it virtually for the whole of a podcast a few weeks ago, and you didn't notice.
You didn't.
And when it's on your head...
Mm-hmm. I think I just
stand. Right?
First of all, I'm not watching it live. I simply see the preview on Facebook.
Just get in, Isabella. You're interfering with my timings. I've got to go and get your mother in 25 minutes, and if I forget, that's not standing, is it?
I'm kneeling.
What was I saying?
Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
Isabel. Right, they're going to say your name. Off you go. They're going to say if they don't know what your name is, off you go.
In the episode.
That's true. Isabel necessary on a bicycle.
Right, so they get a lift in this van and get told all about this electronics company. Interesting.
Then they have to hide.
The animated version of Jamie Sideburns. Quite interesting. That character's only really there to get them from the field to London because they kill him off.
Well, they get to the outskirts of the compound and then they kill him off and they get a lift with another guy.
And he's there to be identified by the doctor and... Jamie.
Andy.
As they're going through a pic.
Andy's huh? there. Did you say Andy's there? He said Andy's there. No, he's not. He said he can make it this week.
Put the hat back on, Debbie. I have.
The lorry driver's there to be identified by the doctor and Jamie when the brigadier is showing them pictures of people.
Fair enough. Anyway, he does get done in. Then they sort of go and see Travers's house, which turns out to be Watkins's house now, mm-hmm. where Isabel's.
Where there. Isabel, apparently it's like the late...
It's like the cousin.
Like the 2000s or something, they say it's about. And she's very much of the 60s, isn't she?
True. Yeah, I think you can take that into consideration. Also, they didn't use digital cameras, did they? I wonder if that tripod's a bit... Anyway, so, yeah.
Some people still use film cameras.
Very, very pretty, Isabel, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Or she was, I should say. I've lost my train of thought now.
Okay, they get there and they find out that Professor Travers and Anne have gone to America.
Oh, yeah. But isn't Isabel like a cousin or something of the Travers's?
Yes,
it?
Yeah.
And she's keen on photography. And she has to take pictures of Zoe with a very short skirt on from a very low angle. I mean, she's wearing the short skirt, not Zoe.
Yes, there was a lot of ladder climbing and things in this story, wasn't there?
Was
there? Yes.
Oh, yes. Ladder climbing with Jamie underneath the girls. I'm going up the ladder.
Yes.
At this most recent Con Casturbaris, Fraser was telling the story about putting the weights in his kilt.
Yeah, I was wondering if this was the story he was talking about.
Yes, this was.
Yes, all the ladder climbing and the climbing up the
ladder.
Yeah.
Towards the end of episode one, we meet for the first time Benton, who at this point. It's portrayed as a bit of a
although
dark,
at one
shady
point
character.
It didn't master.
Here we go. Yes.
Didn't it sound like during the very first scene inside the transport plane that the brigadier called him Benson?
I don't know.
I know.
Brig did say he kept saying Walters and Waters. He kept sort of mixing that one up quite a lot as well. He does seem to sort of not remember people's names that well and sort of just.
Maybe that's how they tried to portray him at the beginning. But Billy Kirkbright says, "Where's the snoring Brummy?"
At work.
Is he? Oh yeah. So Benson and he's a bit of a shady character. Like he's stalking the Doctor and Jamie, who go off to. IE, Internet Explorer, to poke around. And then we see Tobias Hall for the first time. Who's delightfully slimy. Pardon?
Right. She's not being a pain, she's guarding her territory.
You mean he?
He. Oh, that is magic, isn't it? Yeah. Now I heard Star going.
She shut up now. Thank goodness. So they go and see Internet Explorer and. There's all things about transistors, and we meet Papa for the first time. Episode two, the Doctor and Jamie's a bit where they actually catch up with them, then they start running.
And I like the way they just sit down and start playing cards.
Yeah.
Oh, snap, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they mention an electric car because she thinks the circuits the Doctor wants to get fitted for an electric car.
Very
so they
good.
Were definitely ahead of the time.
Yes, very good. But they have a gramophone.
Yes. Oh, no, she got that from a... I wrote that down, actually.
From a shop at Portobello Road.
Yeah, Barrow in Portobello Road.
I'm pretty sure you can get gramophones now that actually put MP3 players in.
Yes, you can. Mm. Yeah. I want one.
Now, I had the impression that they were actually playing that gramophone.
Did you?
Yes. Today's the day the teddy bear.
Jeff Waddle says, Portishead made an album by sampling the spy music.
Spy.
Fact.
Dun.
What are you looking at?
Now, Master?
Yes.
Did you know the title track of the music, sounding music in the office there in Vaughn's office, the title is Muzak.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Lift Muzak and things like that. Isn't
okay. Yeah, lift Muzak. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Jamie and the Doctor are taken Muzak. Back to Unit HQ where they meet the Colonel, / Brigadier, with his slug, / moustache.
He does not look like Adolf Hitler.
Zoe and Isabel, meanwhile, go to see Internet Explorer, and Zoe has fun breaking the computer.
Yes, confusing it.
This leads to, I think they get kidnapped, don't they?
They go and get taken to Vaughan, don't they? Yeah.
I do like him when he's being smarmy and sort of charming.
It's like sinister. Yeah, like when the receptionist answers his call when he's phoning up later on in the story, the Ministry of Defence, and goes, "Get me, oh hello."
No, it's just the way he smiles. He sort of says,
"He was so
then,
good in this one."
Then he smiles at the end of the line. That smile is brilliant. Oh. It shows what.
By the way, if you're wondering about his right eyebrow, he was in a car accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
More than his eyebrow, his right eye is always kind of half closed.
Yeah. But he
mostly you see it with the eyebrow, I think.
Yeah. Never mind about that. I'm just saying that it shows what a good character actor.
Isn't this a 20 megabyte car wreck?
He
podcast.
His character he plays in this is completely different to the character he plays in Dalek Invasion of. Mm-hmm. No, Dalek Master Plan. I would have said it right if Kirby hadn't interrupted me and put me off. So this chap here, what's his name? The one with the tash. No, that's a Brigadier.
That's Brig. Oh, Gregory.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. he's Watkins is sort of he's putting Watkins's sort of plans into motion. So he's trying to create this.
Sorry,
machine.
That guy carrying the crate.
Yeah,
you could just see his legs underneath it. It looks like he's actually walking the crate. Yeah,
that's a visual thing.
I know.
So the doctor, it's just about, there's a gun there. Someone's about to get shot, possibly. I don't know. That's right, see what happens.
Packer.
Oh, yeah.
Packer doesn't hold it together very well, does he? Do you think he's this cold, cruel guy portrayed as this sadist, and then he starts losing it, and his comb over gets bad, and he starts panicking left, right, and centre.
Professor Kettlewell is being sort of bullied into creating this machine. I've got to mention that.
By the way, I'm getting thoroughly entertained by Isabella in the background, who must be watching you all on Facebook because she keeps posing, holding her hair or making faces. It's very funny. Well, you guys are all serious. Isabella's back there having a good time.
One of these years, I'll have fast internet and I'll be able to see these videos. Well, I can see them.
As I was saying about Professor Kettlewell.
Master?
Yes.
Master? Next time you visit London, why don't you stop by the Milbank Tower and pay a visit to International Electromagnetic?
Well,
I'm being quiet because my daughter's asleep in the other room and I'm trying not to wake her.
Wake up! Wake up!
I've got earphones on so she can't hear you.
We're just deafening you instead.
Anyway, as I was saying, I was trying
I got up this morning and found that Fred had been awake all night watching YouTube videos. Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
She's 22. She can do that if she wants.
Professor Kettlewell. Right, Professor
Excuse me?
What?
What did you say?
I'm trying to talk about Professor Kettlewell, who later
is his well? Is his kettle well?
No, this is Watkins.
Who
is Professor? It's too early in the morning.
He's Professor Kettlewell, and he always will be. Because he plays the character in exactly the same way as he did in Robot when he was forced into creating the robot.
Oh, yes. You're right. He's Professor Kettlewell.
So, I love the way Pap always talks into his wrist. He's got some sort of...
Welcome to the 20 megabyte changing rooms podcast.
He's obviously got an Apple Watch.
Yes, yes.
Hasn't he? One of those Apple Watches.
He's got to have an Apple Watch
Skyping on his wrist. And the Doctor and Jamie, meanwhile, traverse a lift shaft to get onto the roof. But the interesting thing about... this is where they see the Cybermen, isn't it? Oh, that's wrong. Because it's jumping too quick.
End of episode 4.
No, I don't think they see it until the episode 4.
No, the end of episode 4.
Yeah,
episode
4. Right.
They're up the lift shaft with Kilroy was here.
Although it was interesting reading the...
She can go now, yeah, because the...
Master?
Yeah, because the men have gone. Yeah, sorry. Yes?
Master? In the infotext, they were talking about how they wanted to make this a secret Cyberman story. It doesn't say Cyberman in the title, and yet the Radio Times screwed things up. And for episode one,
thank you. Goodbye.
They showed a picture of a Cyberman in the Radio Times, And since no Cyberman was seen on screen, they got irate phone calls and letters.
Yes. Because I thought they might have done that.
Was there supposed to be a Cyberman?
Sorry, quite an iconic reveal, scene, isn't it? The shot of all the Cybermen by St. Paul's Cathedral. What was I on about? I was just about to say something.
Professor? I've forgotten about Professor.
I like the three little round TV screens in
Cool
Bond's office. They show up on all three, yeah.
They're very cool. Yes. And I like the idea of their CCTV system that they had, which is very up to date now. They wouldn't have had that sort of sophisticated CCTV system in 1968, but they have now. Very clever, isn't it, Debbie?
Yes.
If I lived close enough to London to know that all these filming places were there, I'd go. Won't go to any of these things.
No, I would not. I've got too much time on me to spend on more interesting things.
That is interesting.
No, it isn't.
If we find ourselves near a place, then yeah, we'll probably go and visit.
Right, there's a great scene in which they get shot at by about 50 people and they all get missed. The helicopter even gets missed.
The helicopter pilot says about that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He says they can't shoot a flying elephant.
Even though you hear the bullets going pew pew off the actual aircraft itself. I think they would have gone into the aircraft and probably blown it up, to be fair. There's a great scene in which the Doctor and Jamie try to canoe away. Why a canoe?
They get the maps out and realise that they can get straight into the warehouse.
Which episode are we talking about right now?
Must be on five now.
Five's next.
Because right at the end of four is the reveal of the Cyberman.
Yeah. Four into five.
It's quite a good reveal as well, wasn't it?
That's two.
This chap acts the...
Rutledge.
Yeah. Why has we got Billy?
I do like the fact that Brig calls everyone by their first name.
Yeah. Not everyone.
No, but most of them.
Billy and Jimmy.
Although he calls Jamie the
boy. Yeah, mainly Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. He calls Jamie the boy the most of the time, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's very smarmy. He's very camp, actually, the one who was him. What's his name? Jimmy.
I made a note somewhere along the way that his mustache looks fake.
What?
It's fake.
That's what I said about the slug earlier on, Mary. That's what I was referring to.
Balancing a slug called Graham.
Yeah. Anyway, so this chap here, he's a bit smarmy, but he comes across as being quite camp. The one that was sort of fancying it up to
Jimmy Turner, Captain Isabel. Jimmy Turner. Yeah. Oh, they hold hands at the end. They have to get married now.
Lovely. So meanwhile, I'm going to have to move and get ready. Vaughn is setting his plan, his evil plan, into full motion of actually he wants to not only take over the Cybermen, use the Cybermen to take over Earth. Cool. Anyway, I'm going to let you carry on. If you want to shut up, slider takes you across. I don't mind where you go to when by the time I get back. I unlike some people, have watched the story.
Oh, sorry.
I've watched this one probably five or six times. I love this.
It's not a who's watched it the most competition. Oh, damn, I can't play Pokemon because it's on that.
He can't catch any Pokemon on the way. He'll be back in a minute. Because he's recording the live on his little phone, which is balanced precariously. I didn't watch episode 7 because I couldn't. Couldn't download it. Isabella's not watched it, so she's playing Pokemon. Right.
Wait, you weren't able to eventually download?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't, and by the end of it, I was faffing so much. It was gone 10 o'clock, and I was like, "I'm going to watch number 8 and just get the gist of what's happening." Which is why I posted on our feed what happened to Jamie, because suddenly he wasn't there.
I hope I'm in Ravenclaw.
But he probably went on holiday. I'm in Ravenclaw, but that's beside the point. Let's just see where we're at.
Uh-huh. I thought. You Ravenclaw's in Pokemon Go?
No. She's
no,
something
no, no, Harry no, no. Potter.
Talking about Harry Potter suddenly.
Yes.
Right, we basically...
Yeah, we got the new book, but Julia took it to college so I haven't been able to read it yet.
I'm sure it must be
available.
That's
a script. Yeah,
it's just a script, yeah.
It's still a book.
We digress. Meanwhile, Billy Rutledge is being told by the Brig that he's got to do something, so the Brig's going to go over his head and... go to unit control in Geneva Billy Rutledge is trying to fight his cyber control. So Vaughn tells him to come here, and Billy's been sprayed with water so that he looks very sweaty and is a bit frightened, but he has to do what he is ordered. What do you do?
You're remembering all these names. this means I thought I was going to do well on the quiz. I have all these names you're remembering that I don't remember.
Yeah,
this means you're going to win.
Yeah, but he doesn't ask names. He asks registration plates and things like that, doesn't he? Yes, that's right, Magic, he does.
I did loads.
Right, meanwhile, Watkins's machine.
Oh, which means you wrote down all the registration plates as well.
Yeah, of course I did.
she writes everything.
she's worse than Matthew.
Just showing off my pages.
Except Matthew doesn't write it all down.
I don't write it
Neither
all down.
Neither do I.
I usually
he just has it all in his head. And
yes.
Look at her notes. Her notes are amazing.
I would like to publish them because I think it would be very funny. I know you did loads of things yesterday, but we're talking about Doctor Who, my sweetheart.
and we can't see you, Isabella. You're out of the range of the camera.
Where are we? The Cybermen are being sent down into the sewers, which, of course, the Brig and the Doctor have realised connect London all over. And the main sewer is underneath the factory. Very convenient.
Very convenient.
And now Vaughan is getting even more self-confident about the machine that Watkins is working on. And so he goes and fires fear, basically, at a Cyberman that's just been newly hatched out of its cocoon.
That's so cruel.
I know, the way it screamed, though, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
I thought a Dalek offering tea was the most frightening thing I've heard, but a Cyberman screaming.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
I think this design of the Cybermen is my favorite.
I think so, yeah.
This
is brilliant. I like the way they put the headphones on his ear bits as well.
Yes.
That's really cute. I always highlight a funny bit or a bit that I really like. Would you want to store? Shush! Shush, Magic!
Post.
Later, when we finish, when we come out.
No, because I'm going out.
Are you going out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A friend of
Isabella. It's just an amazing boy across the street.
Yes, I know. I recognised him. She was being asked out on a date.
someone
who wants to play, that's all. Oh, who?
Luke Chapman is her boyfriend,
viewers and listeners. There you go. Right, they've also been going on about the UFOs, reports of which have been literally drifting in for over a year, and they finally work out that they've been homing in on the compound. I would have thought they would have worked that out rather than just the generic southeast of England that they go with. there's more to that than the southeast of England. And where are we? And now Isabella wants to take where your quote came from, Mary. Isabella wants to go and take Isabel. Sorry, I'm sitting next to Isabella. Isabel wants to go and take pictures of the Cybermen. She tells the Brig it can be done, but he doesn't want to let a girl do it. He wants to let his team of photographers do it instead. And so Isabel and Zoe stand up, votes for women, and drag Jamie off to London. I think Benton gets to drive them as well. And they end up down in the sewer with the screaming Cyberman, which is downright terrifying, especially in a sewer situation.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the soldiers gets killed, doesn't he? How many grenades do they throw? They throw about 5 grenades, and there's still one clinging onto Jamie out of the manhole cover. That was very reminiscent of Tomb of the Cybermen. When he was coming out of the...
Grabbing Jamie again.
He's like, get off my foot! Ow, my foot! You know, that sort of thing. Again, it's like, we've seen that action before. The Cybermen are quite good at climbing, obviously.
I'm playing Pokemon Go for Dad.
Are you? Aw.
Yeah, this whole story is very derivative, so...
And then you've got Watkins doesn't want...
I think this whole story is very... it's bringing together all of the great parts that we've seen of Cybermen before.
Yes.
And bring it into a wonderful story.
Yes. Now, this, I mean, I spent the whole of the first four episodes going, come on, where are they? Come on, we know what they are. Come on, the doctor's already suspicious. Come on, we know what's coming. And then right at the end of episode four, I was bouncing around on the sofa and Tom was like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, they've just shown us Cybermen. I'm so pleased. I love this design. You know? And he's like, this is insane. I've got headphones on, so I couldn't hear what was going on. And then I was cringing from the screaming Cyberman, and he was like, what is going on? Apparently we've got fencing gold medal. How many gold medals would the Doctor win in Olympics? Archery, fencing, and judo. From Dinoth. Let's have a look. Where are we? Oh, they're now back at the lab after the rescue from the sewers. And I'm surprised they didn't, after all the time they've got to film this, they go and rescue Watkins as he's been taken back to the factory by Gregory and two inept guards. And who gets shot, bless them. But you hear about it afterwards. For the first time in ages, you don't get the scene of rescue. You just get Professor Watkins having a brandy and Gregory being basically fed to the Cybermen.
Thinking about a gold medal, he would win long jump because he could just go into the TARDIS and fly off.
That's cheating. That's still, not winning at a long jump. I don't think the Doctor would do that one anyway. It's too sandy.
Yeah, sandy.
Depends which incarnation of the Doctor, actually. I think Patrick Troughton's Doctor quite likes the beach.
I like the beach.
Ah, and then you've got the iconic image of the Cybermen coming out St. Paul's. Of the sewers.
Yeah.
The picture, I've paused it for obviously for listeners to see, on the iconic image of them standing in front of St. Paul's Cathedral, which was obviously redone. But it's amazing. It's one of the pictures I had on my wall when I was young as well, and it's just I had one of these. And I think my dad found it somewhere, and I can't find it anywhere anymore, so I'm just going to have to do it again. When I eventually get the house of my dreams that has a whole room devoted to Doctor Who.
Kirby has a whole room devoted to his sci-fi love.
Yeah, exactly. I can't have things out. Like, I've got the Rachnos Queen, and that apparently scares the bejesus out of Tom and Isla, so I have to, put it back in storage. And I just want a room where I can put my anime and Doctor Who stuff out, but I digress. There we go. This is it. This is episode 7, obviously, where I didn't know what was going on.
What are those shoes that they used for the Cybermen? They look like there's this a generic kind of
Doc Martens again, is it?
They're Doc Martens.
Yeah, it's great silver.
I was going to say, yeah, they look kind of, you know, like Oxfords of some kind.
We have a special guest.
Hi, Magic. Don't flap your ears. But
sorry.
Yeah, episode 7. I'm not really sure what happens here because obviously they're getting ready to
turn around.
To work out, because obviously
not a lot happens.
Yeah,
because it doesn't.
Well, because I know that episode 6 is quite a lot of info about putting this thing on the back of the neck again, and the Doctor's falling off as assault begins, and that there's only like a few people who are protected from it, and it's quite an emotional scene of before obviously the Cybermen come out of London being very quiet and peaceful, and I'm like, it's never that quiet.
It consists mostly of stock footage of missiles, you know, being aimed at the Cybermen ship.
But what I got from episode 7 was at the beginning of episode 8, I wrote, oh, where's Jamie? Probably on holiday was my next line.
I think he was on holiday for most of the story.
And then unit are celebrating up. Why? Question mark. Because I guess they'd shot what did they shoot out of the sky in episode 7? Because they were celebrating shooting something out of the sky, and obviously we know that I missed that one.
There was a whole phalanx of Cybermen. Was it bombs or was it the ships, Kirby? That first group that they went after?
Because they went after the bombs in...
There was a whole V formation of smaller things that they were shooting down. I don't remember. I think it was ships, little ships.
Cool, because they were definitely celebrating that.
Let me try and find the
section. Not the mothership.
I'm going through and just looking at the missile. Oh, Jamie's been shot. Seen that now. Oh, dear.
Yeah, because they think they can't hit all of them.
That's the invasion fleet. That's the UFOs.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I've got it. Yeah. I've got one blowing up nicely. There we go.
They're afraid they can't hit them all, and then Zoe comes up with a scheme, you know, as to how they can. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I've written, unit is celebrating Zoe's plan, obviously work,
mark. Yeah. It's in episode 8 that the mothership and the bomb are coming.
Right.
Yeah, we do spend a lot. The clock watching bit was quite funny, especially when Benton dropped his coffee cup. That was quite funny. Yeah, because they basically, the whole of episode 8 is a countdown to...
And more footage of missiles being positioned.
Yes, yeah. And meanwhile, you've got the Doctor has teamed up. Hi, Adam. The Doctor has teamed up with Vaughn.
If we shut up, then we can't talk about it.
We're now on episode 8.
Isn't there a credit?
Oh, boy, speaking of, I can't get in the shot now because Isabella's decided to hold the middle of the blooming.
Well, now Isabella's back in her rightful spot where she's right in the center of the screen and entertaining us all.
There's a few points I wanted to bring up about episodes 5, 6, and 7.
Yes.
I can't remember. Carry on.
No, we're on episode 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Brigadier wears a hat and he's talking into a microphone thingy that looks like a torch.
Yeah.
Episode 7 is also the one where it doesn't take a lot for the Doctor to convince Vaughn that it's not a good idea to side with the Cybermen.
Yeah, he was definitely doing that in episode 8, and then they go running to the compound where the off switch basically for the radio, the deep space radio transmitter, is conveniently situated. Yeah. Not so conveniently situated.
And have you talked about the transistor things on the back of the next?
A little bit, not loads. Okay, what do you want to add to that?
Nothing really. The machine that, you know, that sort of box thing, it's quite a weird looking gadget, isn't it? It just looks awkward and.
What, you mean the bit, the box thing they talk to?
No, the thing he uses to destroy the Cybermen.
I couldn't work out what the communicator thing was. I think I ended up calling it a crystal egg thingy by the end of me writing it down several times.
I thought also in the main HQ thing, when they got really patronising about Zoe's ability with maths and calculating.
Yeah, can we have her instead of computer? Yeah. She's much prettier. Cringe-worthy. Is the derogatory comment. Yeah.
And Zoe's bagging her cat suit.
And also got these things on the wall that's got the.
I'm still waiting for one to turn up.
What?
She's Pokemon going.
The stages. Don't lose that in here, please, because you're using up the bandwidth. I'm trying to podcast. And if you use it via 4G, you can't anyway because you haven't got any data left. Internet. Yeah, but don't use it here because I'm using the internet for the Skype call and for this. You're overloading it. Turn her off, Deb.
Go.
Yeah, we're talking about
when did Zoe shift back into the cat suit?
End of episode 6, by the looks of it.
I said these women are constantly changing their clothes throughout this, and there's no evidence as to where they're keeping them or when they get into them.
Maybe the continuity person got fired at the end of this episode. Yeah. Back to the thing I was trying to work. Behind them in the HQ thing, they've got like a wall of...
Missile info. Landed, crashed.
Master, that HQ thing is the interior of a Hercules aircraft.
It's there, which it
confused me way back in the day because I'm going, how's this thing moving? And then you have to remember that they're driving these jeeps up into the aircraft.
Yeah.
In
the very first episode.
Yeah, and then they get airborne.
The infotext says that the director was standing inside the aircraft and had to worry about the guy driving stopping in time because he wasn't a stunt driver, he was the actor.
Of course, we get to watch all that to totally inappropriate music.
I thought you might pick up
jolly
on that
one. Unit music. Yeah,
anyway, John Levine doesn't change his John Levine here playing Corporal Benton does not change his hairstyle. In all the time he's in Doctor Who for the next 7 years, he doesn't
It's the same. Maybe it's in his contract. Keep your hair exactly the same.
Changes is a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But no, not John Levine. Still the same sideburns. Yes.
I was just looking at all of the episodes that Peter Halliday has been. All the stories he was in. He was in six. One, two, three, four, five, six Doctor Who stories. Mm. all the way from, this was his first one. He was also in the Silurians, Ambassadors of Death, Carnival of Monsters, City of Death, and then, of course, very memorably in Remembrance of the Daleks.
Yes. I wonder, does Nicholas Courtney ever really grow a mustache?
He does at some point, but it doesn't keep it very long.
Eventually, like the last time we saw him, which was in the Sarah Jane Adventures, he was sporting a real mustache. Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Isla's just got into the Sarah Jane Adventures.
I love the Sarah Jane Adventures. When we finish the journey in about 6 years, let's do things like Torchwood and Sarah Jane.
Yeah.
Sarah Jane.
And Class. Does anyone know when Class is supposed to start?
Sarah Jane.
Maybe the announcements?
Save us from Class.
Yes, yeah. No,
anyway, I like the idea of Class.
Anyway, Tobias Vaughn gets done in by, he was shooting some sidemen, but didn't get them all and gets done in.
Yeah, there were quite a few. It was overwhelming numbers for him.
And the Doctor does that dodging bullet.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. We suddenly, just in the last 10 minutes of the story, suddenly it turned to comedy.
Yeah. And also,
and then Isabel starts taking his picture.
They used an animated version
of that
earlier in the story, Debbie.
Oh, did they?
They did an animated version of it.
But the way he starts posing for Isabel is quite funny.
Yeah. In the middle of all the mayhem.
So. In the end, they all triumph, new unit and the Doctor and that, and it does end rather abruptly. And then we get a lot of Zoe posing, lunge posing for photographs. apparently that's how you pose for photographs. You stick your leg up on a seat and
lunge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then.
Then they go back and comically try and find the invisible TARDIS. Yeah.
And that essentially is it. Right, that's what I'll do in the invasion. It was quite long, wasn't it? I still enjoyed it, though. I think it probably could have been.
It was, to me, it was one episode too long.
One episode? And it would have
only
been
one episode too long.
But
it did need episode 7.
Oh, that's all right then.
On the whole, it's a really good fun. This story. I don't like overly long stories, but yeah. At least it wasn't too bad in regards to being overly long. Obviously, the Brigadier does tend to, make a story or an episode entertaining just because he sort of lights up the screen a little bit, doesn't he?
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He has that quality, yeah.
So, yeah, very, very, very good, this one. What did you think then, Kirby?
You missed it while you were out... galvaning around the Isle of Wight a few minutes ago.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But to me, this is one of the best Cybermen stories. The other two were saying, oh, this is really derivative.
Was it a Cybermen story? They were hardly there. Mm.
This is derivative of the other Cybermen stories, and yes, it is. It's bringing all the good parts together and making one fantastic, great story. I don't care if it's eight episodes. I do care that episode 7 is unneeded, except for the fact that isn't it at the end of episode 7 when we get the St. Paul's steps?
Episode
6.
There is something
really, I saw that.
Excuse me, there is something very disappointing about episode 8.
It ends.
No, Jamie's not in it very much.
Yes, I'm very worried about Jamie. Mm.
Could he not have gone on holiday in episode 7 or something like that? Anyway, carry on, Kobe.
They negotiate these things up front. They don't care about what's actually going on in the stories, I think. just wonderful. To me, this is a perfect Cyberman story.
Excellent. Well done. Dinos Daniel says, how many gold medals would the Doctor win at the Olympics? Archery gold medal, fencing gold medal, judo gold medal. Mm-hmm. There's loads of more up here, actually. Oh, Rick Stevens has joined. All two of you. Hello. Right.
It is Monday morning in the middle of Monday morning. So.
Well, it was your idea to do it.
Summer.
It was your idea to do it today.
It was your idea to do it.
Debbie, it was not. Debbie, what did you say?
Yes, you changed it.
Harassed to change it. Debbie.
I enjoyed it. There you go. I really liked it. I liked the whole idea that Vaughan thinks he could outwit the Cybermen. We all know you can't, and but it was just nice to see sort of foibles of human wanting to dominate and I really liked it. Obviously I missed episode 7 and didn't miss that much, but I did like the way the story moved along. But then episode 8 did disappoint slightly because it suddenly went comedy rather than the seriousness. I know that's part and parcel of
nothing else to do.
The whole thing had been quite serious and been, mm-hmm. instead of it all being finished in one go like it usually is, it was a bit more drawn out this time, and I loved that. But I did find the Doctor running around clutching his bum going, ooh, was actually...
quite funny.
I felt, it was funny, but I also felt it was not his way.
Yeah, but
he wouldn't have done
Kirby,
that.
Kirby, wasn't episode 7 the best one of the whole story? One that really hinged things.
It's where all the questions to the quiz are coming from, I'm sure. But other than that, I really enjoyed it.
That's right. If there's any questions from episode 7, I have the advantage.
I love anything with Unit in it. I think Unit are brilliant. And I think if there should be a spin-off series like Class, I think they should bring in Unit, a special Unit episode at Christmas or something would be really cool. Just to see the inner workings of Unit again. I mean, I know we sort of drop in every now and then in the new Who, but it would be great to sort of...
Picking your nose.
I'm not picking my nose, I'm scratching the side of it, but there.
She's picking her nose, isn't she, Isabella?
And I just think I really liked seeing them all at work. But the one thing I did really dislike about the whole thing was the comical Unit music. As they pull in to basically destroy the Cybermen.
And the elevator music.
It's like, no, it's not jolly. But that's
it's like,
it.
Ooh, we're all up and happy now. We're with
Phil
the military.
Hasn't sent in some sort of thing about the music. Though, yeah, this story, to be fair.
Isn't there a credit at the end of episode 8 thanking... the Phil. Mystery of Defense or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There is.
Let me find it.
Oh, we don't need to.
He'll go all share in a sec. But anyway. Other than that, I really liked it. I was surprised.
Why would I go all share?
Because you're looking.
I'm
the
not
internet.
Using bandwidth to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right then, Mary. What do
I
you
have.
Hang on. What do you think? Mary.
Well, I have very mixed feelings about it. There were parts of it that I was very entertained by. I love the Vaughn and the Packer interaction story. Those two were just, they were a great duo all throughout all the episodes. So I always liked it when they were on the screen. And I like Lethbridge Stewart, you know, like you say, Adam, he does light up the screen, even though he's doing not much more than, you know, barking into microphones every time we see him. But to me, the whole thing just was so derivative. And I know Kirby says, yeah, it's the best parts of all the other stories. But the thing is, I can't help while I'm watching and thinking, well, this looks like a remake of Web of Fear. You know, we're in tunnels again and we're fighting, you know, some unknown, unrecognized enemy in the tunnels.
Lisa
and
didn't we get spend to have... so much time in there.
Yeah, in fact, to me, some of the sets looked like, you know, they may have been in Web of Fear.
Yes, yeah.
We get to reuse those sets.
I like all the location filming.
And I was mystified as to, like, where were the main characters? The Doctor was pretty much relegated to a table at HQ, you know, doing a lot of scientific stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, is this where he starts to be, you know, like the scientific advisor to Unit? And he doesn't seem to care that everybody else is out there, you know, losing their lives or taking on all the danger. He just keeps, oh, that they'll be all right or whatever he says. And while he keeps, I can't think about that now. I've got to look at this. And he just seems to be out of the main action, out of the main story so much of the time. And then same thing for Zoe and Jamie. I've never known a character like Jamie who's always going to sleep in all of these stories. Every time you turn around, he's taking a nap or he's knocked unconscious or, you know, he's always
nonialitis.
Like... I think the rescue of the girls, you know, with the helicopter is about the only scene he's really actively in. And Zoe, too, you know, at first, you know, she's very much a part of the story. And then she seems to just disappear for the majority of the story, coming in at the very end with her little, you know,
mathematical way of, you know, hitting all the invasion force. So I just felt like the main people were gone for most of the story. And then even the Cybermen, who were supposed to be, you know, the baddie, it's like, where were they? They were barely in the story. It just seemed to be mostly Packer and Vaughn, you know, which was okay, you know, like I said, was entertaining. And I liked all the little comedy bits that were put in, you know, the doctor playing cards and posing for Isabel and, you know, jumping away from the shots at the end. So it just felt like a very mixed bag. I found it entertaining, but no, it's not a favorite story.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary.
Yes.
Did Fraser at Con Gustavus, did Fraser, I think he told the story about how they all were filming at the Guinness factory and got drunk?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got this story. I think I must have gone to one extra Fraser Hines thing that you didn't make it to. But you've been to more conventions than he's been at.
Yeah,
I've only been to the one convention that
keep dropping out
where he was there. Anyway,
And I've heard the Waits story a few times, but I haven't heard anything about the Guinness story.
Well, they were at the Guinness factory and at lunchtime, they took Patrick and Fraser had a little too much to drink. And basically, they couldn't do any dialogue, and they filmed mostly just running around because they were just plastered.
Was it this story that happened in?
Yeah, this was the story.
Okay.
The Guinness factory was the whole factory stuff, the compound.
Okay.
See my air quotes, the compound.
Mm-hmm. The implied quotes, yes.
Anyway, essentially, I think as usual, it turns out that I'm right. So let's move on to a bit of feedback.
You're right?
Yeah, apparently so.
Are you right? For what?
For saying saying it was good.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, it was entertaining.
Thank you, Megabyte. It's Andy here. It's quarter to seven on Sunday night. I've just gone out of the bar, so I'm sitting in the tower rat right away. Just finishing off a cup of fruit tea. It's a bit early for a drink yet. I need something to eat. Yes, well, because you're recording on Monday, sadly, I can't join you. One day I'll do the podcast, I'm sure. One day, maybe. Pass. Until then, you'll have to make do with this. So, The Invasion. Yes, now this is one of a classic. It's an absolute belter. It really is.
Wow.
And I know people have been criticising, saying that the six-parter is too long. This is an eight-parter. And actually, it isn't too long because the story actually does flow. I think it justifies eight episodes because there is so much going on. There's so many different strands and elements of the story that it justifies the length. And I really
the length, hey, Mary.
It's interesting. Presumably when this was filmed, Patra and Ned decided to go. Obviously, by then we didn't have a replacement because John Pertwee was done late in the day. But was this written as a precursor to what series seven would look like?
Yes.
Given the fact, you know, it's the unit based, a lot of the army involved, because it certainly had a feel of that. You know, you could see John Pertwee could very easily play the Doctor in this role. I think it's the Brigadier.
Yeah,
becomes the man that he eventually is, if that makes sense. I think it does, yes. We can see that he is going to be a commander, but also he's got a human touch to him as well. As, you know, some of the things he does, you can see that he's not just a military mind. You know, certainly Pertwee used to go on about military intelligence and have that as a conflict in terms. But I think you see here, you've got the real military mind, but also the brain behind it can actually see there is more to it than that. I think the Cybermen were absolutely superb in this. And the fact that it's in black and white, I think, added to the menace. You know, when they come out of the sewers, when there's Menace, wonderful bit where they walk down from St. Paul's. Yeah. Obviously, slightly different now. You've got the wobbly bridge there. But like a lot of people, I've done that bit of walk myself. I've been to a tour of it and seen where they've done it. But I think that they're wonderful. They do exude menace. And yes, I think these are the best Cybermen we ever had. I'm not that keen on the coloured ones, to be honest. I think they are too robotic. With this one, you can still see there is some shred, some element of humanity in them. You know, these aren't robots. These aren't soulless. Well, they are soulless, but these are living things, and I think that does show. Vaughn, of course. Well, yeah, brilliant. I mean, I think he's just superbly played here. And, you know, you do guess halfway through what has happened to him, and you realise what he's going to turn into. And of course, you've got PAKA! again, another two classic characters, you know. You have them, quite often you have your character turn up just in one story, and yeah, they become famous. And of course, Paco, of course, went on 10 years later to revolutionise world cricket, so it just shows how good he was. I think the Doctor's Companions start to get a bit tired now, aren't they? I think they'd obviously decided they were going to go as well, so they do that. But I've forgotten the name of the girl as photographer. I thought she was really good.
Isabel.
You know, the way she's flirting with soldiers. And also, you know, she'd have made actually fortune with those photographs at the end, wouldn't she? She really would. So there you go. So that's me done. I'm going to go and have a glass of wine and have our Sunday night dinner. I've got to go and see if young Stormageddon's gone to sleep. Hopefully he has. And you never know, one day I might even get to join the podcast. But until then, be seeing you.
We miss you, Andy.
How many episodes is the Croutons?
I don't know.
Looking two.
It should be six, isn't it?
Oh, it's four.
Four, yes.
It's four.
Oh, yes.
And see, I'm looking forward to the Croutons because I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
I think the Croutons is four.
Yes, it's four. We just established that. Yes, we just established that.
Anyway, I think the Croutons, Kirby, might be four episodes. You'd have to hold it, unless you can see.
No, I'm just showing off the cup. There you go.
I say it that way, just to toss a little salad.
Yeah.
Alan T. Butcher has joined, and he has fed back just now.
Okay.
And Dean Arthur says, where's the wine review, Andy? Yeah, it was a fruit tea.
The Invasion by Derek Sherwin, from a story by Kit Pedler.
Yay.
I plugged my microphone in this time. They don't know it, but they run away from the good guys. The music was fairly intrusive.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Usually, the creatures are revealed at the end of episode 1. Here it was in episode 4. Unit had a flying command post. Like in that modern story where Missy killed Osgood.
Yes.
Is the computer language Algol still used in Zoe's time?
It must be.
Jamie is taken away with a minor bullet wound so that Fraser Hines can have a holiday.
There you go.
This is the cyber director talking into a teacup. In the animated episodes, the Brigadier's moustache was more convincing.
Yes.
Zoe and the photographer have shorter skirts than Jamie. The Doctor paddles a canoe and drives a jeep. How very Pertwee.
Yeah.
People can protect themselves from being controlled by the cyber director by shielding the back of their necks. Pity it was not tinfoil hats. Bye for now.
That would have been terrific, wouldn't it? Quick, get the foil! Yeah. All being very serious with tinfoil hats on. That would be perfect. Have a use. That would be so brilliant.
Pardon?
That sounds actually like something that Peter Capaldi's Who would probably do, actually. Quick, tinfoil,
Peter
now.
Capaldi's Who would probably do.
Yes. I'm a poet and I know it. Oh, good.
What have you done to this?
You're going to make me read Alan T. Butcher's review with him watching.
Yay.
Alan's not watching, otherwise he would have said
something. He is, Alan T. Butcher.
I see him now, he's not watching. I could see him if he was watching. Right, Jeff Waddle, as read by half Scottish. This is Debbie Melrose here.
Classic received pronunciation.
Let's put this on camera. Mrs. Debbie Melrose reading Jeff Waddle.
British spy thriller? Check. Sinister mad villain? Check. Sadistic henchman who always fails? Hello, Clock? Check. Call in the army to prevent an evil threat? Check. There's a lot to like in this 8-part cracker, but it's 2 episodes too long. Tobias Bourne was so good a character, they almost could have done away with Cybermen altogether, and it would have been better, even though we get the all-time classic scenes of them coming up from the sewers and in front of St. Paul's. You never really get the sense that the whole world is rendered unconscious How many planes crashed when the pilots are knocked out? How many cars crashed? Mm-hmm. It would be utter chaos with millions of lives lost. Imagine standing in the chip shop being knocked out and waking up hours later. Your chips would be soggy. And you wouldn't be a happy bunny. No claims direct in those days. And I'd like to know how they get to Russia in 5 minutes. Great stuff from the main characters, though, and the unit people, and Vaughan, and Packer. A bit too optimistic on the budget they had, but better than not trying things. Easily one of the better Troughton ones. Oh, aye. Great to have you back.
Aww.
Thank you.
Dinos Daniel says he's off. He's going to have his dinner.
Dinner time. Bye.
Oh, we normally have our dinner after the podcast.
Really?
In fact, Kirby has his breakfast after the podcast.
Yes.
Mary's on holiday.
That's right.
That, they call it in America a vacation.
Vacation, yay!
That's right.
Enjoy.
Right,
this is the bit that Debbie's been looking forward to. I don't see the T.
Alan T. Butcher. But it only says Alan Butcher on his email.
Oh, dear.
Invasion of Economics.
It's an imposter.
Yeah, it's not really him. Body snatcher. Invasion of Economics. Dear 20 megabyters, invasion, not the definite article, you might say, is of course a closely studied parable describing a clash between the anarcho-syndicalist forces.
Wait, did he say this wasn't the invasion? This is the invasion.
I just did a really difficult word and you
shut up,
interrupted.
Kirby.
Oh,
trying
no.
to reconnect. Oh,
there
we're back
we
again.
Back again. We disappeared for a minute there. They think we've edited it. Anarcho-syndicalist forces of the Cybermen and the ruthless face of global capital, Tobias Vaughan. Set in implacable opposition, each of these forces both believe they can harness the other for their own selfish purposes and thus cynically act as allies whilst both preparing corruptly for the moment they could reach their own hegemony, don't know. Greeted by primitive bovine Tellurians, the TARDIS crew and the Watkins combine as the forces of knowledge and technology and eventual work together. I think we're missing a few letters. Work together with
Has
the democratic forces of unit to defeat the domination aspired by the capital, to by the capitalists and the syndicalists. We also learn that learn that Pletrak from Inter Minor had an early secondment under cover working with Tellurian primitives at International Electromatics. He possibly overestimated the required level and competence required to fit in with the Tellurians. We also learned that pre-fascist Professor Kettlewell was quite a nice chap. Brilliant story, well sustained over 8 episodes, and a new direction for the show starting to take shape, with a sewer action almost a siege under base plotline. Those are my thoughts, Alan T. Butcher. Sorry I botched it again.
Mrs. Mebby Del Rose is now going to trawl through the Facebook page. That's the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I love it when she does it. Before I just decide, this is Caroline Adkins. She does a live videos about happiness and being cheerful. She does actually have a very good tendency to cheer people up, but you have to be friends with her on Facebook.
Okay, fair enough.
But she's funny. She's a bit hippie-ish, actually. She's a sweet lady. I was supposed to do some nude photography with her, actually.
Nude photography?
I was supposed to, but it never happened. It never happened. Ended up being with Natalie instead. Stop fiddling.
I'm not.
You are. Right, 20 megabyte page. She's
get all my chins in this angle.
That's a great first shot.
Thanks.
All your chins. Right,
get all your chins.
That's what we got. Kirby Butler's own says, pack our podcast recording. We knew that. We're doing it now, Kirby. Nicole Mazza.
I post that every week to remind people to get feedback in.
Christopher Samuel.
Change them every week and trying to make little jokes and stuff.
And failing. Right, let's see if we can get a pen over there somewhere.
I said, please provide feedback, but not a feedback loop in Algol.
There was definitely someone
see,
else.
See, nobody said a thing.
Somebody else did.
Yes, there's comments.
There's some feedback. Have you got it, Kirby? Because I can't find it on here.
Ian Burge.
Ian Burge? What about Ian Burge?
Have you got it?
Or is it Berg?
Sit down, Isabella. Where is it?
He says, way too long, by about 2 episodes, but that was the nature of the beast for Doctor Who in the late 60s. It's not really a Cyberman story. It's really the Tobias Vaughan show with cameo appearance from the Cyberman. Whatever failings it has, The Invasion is still a great story, but when we're viewing it these days, you have to consider the animated episodes that are on the DVD release. They are stunning, even beautiful, and I would argue that episode one, with its dark, moody animation, is the best of all the 8 episodes. So goodbye, Cybermen. See you on the planet of gold.
Gold!
Gold!
Yeah, I can't find it. I know I saw it.
What I wanted you to try and find, darling.
I know it was there because I read it.
What I wanted you
yeah,
to
that, that, that,
ah! under,
under. What I wanted you to try to find was the... Oh, hello. yeah, sorry. I'll move that over there. The post where I said about the hiatus for the podcast then the responses we got to it. That's the one that I'm interested in. So if you could find that one, I'd be quite happy while I'm fiddling around over here.
La 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 da 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 da.
Meanwhile,
dear listeners and friends, I have to announce the production of the podcast is in a state of hiatus until further notice due to overloaded work commitment. We will return.
I don't recall a state of hiatus.
Yeah, we got.
A state of hiatus is when we haven't got a set date to record the next show.
Okay. I thought it was all of August.
Well, it could have been if I had found some time to do it.
And I'm not finding even that announcement now.
What announcement?
Yeah, where is it?
I've got it. It's down on the 3rd of August.
Yeah, got it. There we go. This is before we move on to the next segment.
Andy Nunn.
Hasta la vista, baby. I'm stocking up on wine and beer. Gail Willis, no worries. We'll be ready to listen when you and the gang are ready to record.
I didn't even know she listened.
Graham Sheridan, this is why my podcast has a bi-yearly holiday. Paul A.T. Wilson, you will have to do an episode with me when we move to the island,
We'll skip past that one. That upset Mary because she thought she was getting fired from the show.
I joked that I'd be off the show. Andy got very serious about it, and it all got a bit upsetting. So we'll gloss over.
Yeah, we'll just say to Andy, we're recording every show on Monday.
Craig M. Hansen.
Please, no.
Hope you're back soon.
Yeah, really,
Robert
please,
McIntyre,
no.
Come back soon, guys. Robin Lansdowne, hope you don't have to wait 16 years like last time.
Robin
Lansdowne, excluding the TV movie. Kirby Bartlett signed my monitors this morning.
What did I say?
It was a picture of those things.
Gumbies.
Yeah, my brain hurts and Adam's shaking his finger at you.
Okay, stop this with the McMahon.
Don't forget your jokers.
I suggest you hold it in a position so Mrs. Cheap Melrose can't see the...
They're watching if I cheat.
Where's my belt?
Debbie will win.
Where's Mr. Happy gone? No. Careful. You don't know what's underneath there.
I know. I'm being careful.
Well,
he's not there. No, he's not there.
Right.
That's my point. It's all sorted.
Yes.
Right. Kirby, who do you think's going to be ahead after the questions?
Debbie. Duh.
That's very unlikely.
It's just Debbie.
Debbie, who do you think's going to be ahead after the questions?
You.
Hugh's not playing. They're not a boy really called Hugh.
Yes, you. Dad. Oh, Master. No, Master? Sure. Master is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
I think Adam.
Yeah. I think he's been particularly tricksy.
Kirby.
So it's Debbie, Adam, Agnes.
Do I have to shout in my ear hole?
Yes.
Okay. Right, go on, Em.
Okay.
Who's the first question for?
Kirby.
Master.
What TARDIS circuit seems to have jammed, leaving them stuck in space?
Joker.
See on an alien vessel.
The landing circuit.
Yes.
Correct.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, Dad. Is that 4 points?
Yes.
Okay.
It's me.
You.
I'm just going to sit like this. There you go.
What did the doctor exclaim as the missile approached?
What?
Probably, oh my word.
No.
Oh, well.
What missile?
Hang on. Excellent point for me.
Well, anyone want to take a guess?
Okay, there's a no then. The answer is...
Oh, the stupid thing.
Sorry, it's a... Which means I get a point. What did you say? What was the answer, sorry?
Oh, the stupid thing.
Yeah, they were talking about the TARDIS console, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. That missile.
Mary. Mary.
Yes.
What helps the doctor to do... I can't say that.
What?
That one.
What helps the doctor to deduce that they have...
They have arrived in England in summertime.
Oh, I know.
I guess I it's like too. The countryside and the cows.
Wait. Well, it's not what the answer is it? So.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Debbie.
See those rain clouds?
Oh, rain clouds.
That's how you tell it's summer in England. The rain clouds are a little bit lighter.
Kirby.
Master.
What do the company do?
They make electromatics, whatever electromatics are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Correct.
Debbie.
I would have done a joker there, but...
You've already played it.
Ha. Ha.
Debbie.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Who did the doctor suggest they might be able to get help from?
Professor Travers. I know.
Correct.
I should have played my joker.
Mary's
yes,
turn.
You'll have plenty of opportunity.
Mary's turn.
Yeah.
What type of car picks up the Doctor, Jamie, and Zoe to take them to London?
Oh, a car.
I know.
Oh, a lorry?
Nope.
Kirby knows.
It's a mini.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so a score update then.
I remember being stymied by that one the last time around. Okay. So I went back and looked.
Listen to me.
Isabella.
In last place with 0 points is Mary. In third place with 3 points is Debbie.
Get
in. In second place with 4 points is Adam. And in first place with 7 points is Kirby.
Now remember, my points I always start out with getting lots of points, and then by the end.
Shut up! Get on with it.
I'm snoring here.
Every single week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Go on then.
Kirby. What name is on the doorbell when they have arrived in London?
Watkins.
Correct.
Debbie's question.
What number did Travers live at?
Oh, God.
Ooh, I know.
Oh, Joker.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, number 18.
Correct.
There we go.
Sorry, Mary.
That's okay. But the obviously important part of that is that this house is number 18, so...
Oh.
Right, Mary.
Yes.
How long had passed since the Travers left?
One month ago.
Correct.
Nice.
Well.
Oh.
No, I want to hear the whole thing. I deserve it.
Well, if you get another one right, you might get one. Right.
Master?
Where had Travers and his daughter gone?
America.
Correct.
Debbie?
Yes.
Where was Professor Watkins' number scribbled?
On the wall.
Correct.
I like that. We used to do that.
Mary.
Yeah.
Whose first words were, HQ are checking now. Where are they?
I know.
Whoa.
See, he's got sneaky again.
Yeah. Why do I get the hard ones? I
don't know.
Is any good? Did you answer? Did I miss it?
She's thinking.
She's
Oh, no, no, no. I said I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Because I know.
Kirby.
Go on, Kirby.
Benton.
Correct.
Right. Score update.
Yay. In last place, 2 points is Mary.
Yay.
In third place with 5 points is Adam. In second place with 9 points is Debbie. And first place with 12 points is Kirby.
Yay!
As I predicted. Kirby's question.
Okay. Master?
I found it. How many disposable transistor radios has the company sold in Great Britain?
10 million.
Correct.
Debbie?
I've watched this four, five,
it doesn't
six,
matter. It's just you and Debbie keep giving questions, and I have things written down. Then I get the questions that I have no clue.
Yes.
What did the doctor do to Jamie when he mentioned electronics?
What did the doctor do to Jamie when he mentioned electronics?
Oh, good, she gets a hard
one. Hey!
Hits him?
Nope.
Anybody?
I don't know.
Therefore, the answer was...
Kicked him.
He kicked him under the table. All right.
Well, I was nearly right.
No, you were. Right. Mary?
Yeah.
What physical activity did the doctor monitor in Vaughan.
I know.
I'll use my joker here.
Okay. Yeah.
That he blinks slower.
Yes, yeah, blinking. So it's hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good, I got the whole thing.
You get the whole thing, you still?
Yeah.
Play on. Play on.
Kirby.
Well, what is Kirby?
Kirby next, yes.
Oh, right.
Kirby?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Master?
Yeah. What tune did Isabel play Zoe on the gramophone?
I know.
Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Correct.
If you go down to the woods today.
Debbie?
Yes.
What had the letters 460 WPE on it?
I know.
The car that Benton's watching, Doctor and Jamie in.
Correct.
Ha! Told you should write them down.
Sly one.
Write them down.
Mary? Uh-huh. Mary?
Yes. Yes, yes.
How many years have passed since Lethbridge Stewart last met with Doctor and Jamie in the... and Jamie?
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh, boy. I didn't write that one down. I don't know.
Kirby got in first.
Pass it on.
Kirby?
4 years.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, that's better.
Proper dings, please. Proper dings.
Right, score up, Dave.
Okay. Get it. In last place with 6 points is Mary.
Nice.
Holding down the floor.
Third place with 8 points is Adam. Second place.
Oh, sorry, I must have done that.
11 points is Debbie. And first place with 17 points is Kirby.
Yay, Kirby!
Woo! I sure backed the rags first, didn't I?
Okay,
Kirby.
Yeah, so did I. Wow.
Master.
Kirby's
Sorry,
question.
Kirby. Need more faith.
What does the Brigadier...
Brigadier. The Brigadier.
Brigadier. budget.
And the Brigader.
Now, how often does she encounter that in her reading?
Quite a lot on this page.
The Brigadier, yes.
Can you start that one again, please?
Yes, yes. Sorry.
What does the...
Brigadier!
Yeah.
He is in Sarah Jane Adventures, you know.
Yeah,
Brigadier.
He is the Brig.
Wait, what's that?
What does the Brigadier ask Sergeant Walters? That's Sergeant.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I don't learn anything at my school.
Get on with it.
This is for Kirby.
What does he ask
Walters
him what?
To do?
What does he ask Sergeant Walters to do?
Oh, make the tea.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can we get there in the end?
Yes.
I didn't even finish the question.
Right, Debbie.
Yep.
Debbie did.
Okay. Where, according to the alien, has the doctor been recognised?
I know.
From planet 14.
Correct.
Mary.
Well, here comes a hard one.
Hey! <It's> a hard trick.
What's the language that... you use to talk to computers with, according to Zoe?
I know.
Read the question again, because most of it was, I couldn't hear.
Okay. What's the language that you use to talk to computers with, according to Zoe?
You got this one.
Algol, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah.
I wrote Algol.
Yes.
First, then wrote
Algarve. I like this. I don't get a dinger. I get a full chorus.
Now sweet, all over again.
Right. Kirby.
Master.
Oh, God, I lost it. What age did... Brigadier,
yes. What
right! Estimate Zoe and Isabel to be?
20?
Don't wish for the bloody answer! Right, that's it, you're fine. Right,
how dare you!
What? Did
that
I get
wrong,
it or not?
Yes. And she's whispering the answer into my ear hole.
But you know
have to say, all you have to say is say no, wrong, or something like that. Right,
wrong?
I don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer. I didn't hear what she said anyway. Mary, do you know?
No.
No.
Therefore, I get another point.
What was the answer?
19 or so.
No, 19. What was the next one? Oh, who was that one for?
That was Kirby.
All right, therefore, it's Debbie's question. I love the way she's pretending to not read the answers off the iPad.
What
quite,
was the doctor's response when Ron challenged him about managing to beat his elaborate security precautions twice?
Oh, I know this one. I love this one.
Okay, sure, Debbie. Perusing her notes. In fact, let's get a shot of Debbie's notes.
I hate computers and I hate to be bullied by them. Was that it?
That's right.
Debbie's notes.
Yeah.
Yay, I got it.
Oh, right. Sorry, I was too busy doing the... Got there in the end.
I hate computers and I hate to be bullied by them. I love the way you
said that. He said I refuse to be.
Like, ooh, Mary. Ooh.
Yes, actually he does.
Oh. Extra point for Mary for pedantry. Yeah. Right, Mary. You'll go.
What did the doctor use to disable Vaughn's CCTV?
Whose question is this?
Mary's.
Okay, what did the doctor use to what?
Disable the CCTV.
I know.
Oh, he had that little square thing.
Come on.
I'm not finding a magnet.
Yay!
A magnet.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to try and get some power up into my phone. There's a fly in there. It's really irritating me. I don't know if I can stay up. This is very awkward. But, ooh!
Dunk!
Right, it's up.
Give her a point.
I did. Oh yeah, sorry. Mary wants 2 points.
Yeah.
And she also gets one of these.
Give me my points.
Yay!
Okay. In last place of 10 points is Adam.
Can you move the blinking questions?
Third place of 11 points is Mary.
Yay!
Really? I'm not at the bottom anymore. Wow.
Oh, shake my head.
Okay.
Get on with it!
Second. Oh, rude. Second place with 15 points is Debbie. And in first place.
It's Marty Pants Kirby!
Yay!
How many points have I got?
He's got the Smarty Pants again!
Yay!
Because the last few questions you can't read out because it might not be enough.
Wait.
Right, next question is for Kirby.
Wait, let me find it.
How many points have I got?
I can't find it.
Well, if you pay attention, you'd find it off 19
no,
points.
No, 19.
Come on,
Isabella. I think I found it now.
Who's it for, Kirby?
Yes.
What floors did the lift get stuck between while the Doctor and Jamie were escaping?
Oh, close to Kilroy was here.
I know.
Between the third and fourth.
No.
Hang on.
No.
Yeah, and Mary knows.
I thought Debbie said it first.
Oh. No, I didn't. You
no,
did.
Mary okay. said it first.
Between the fourth and fifth.
Correct.
Ah.
Hey.
Mary said it first.
Thank you. Thank you. Gee, I'm doing better than ever here.
You're catching me up, Kirby.
Kirby's go. Oh, no, sorry. That was a second.
Debbie's
go. Debbie's go.
What compliment does Jamie give the Doctor when he shows him how they are going to escape from the lift?
You know something? You're a clever wee chappy. I love that.
Mary.
Yes. Is it my turn already?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, because I was able to guess Kirby's.
Yes.
What was written on the wall while the Doctor and Jamie climbed it?
Kilroy was here.
Yay. I like the way they did it. I was watching the version with the French subtitles, and it had Kilroy was here in French underneath.
What is it in French?
I can't remember. Kilroy Ete something. I can't remember. You see you.
Yay!
Who's that question for? Mary, isn't
that
it?
That was Kirby's
question.
Found it. How long does Vaughan give the Doctor to give himself up on pain of Zoe's death?
Whose question is this?
Yours.
It's always his question when he says whose question is this, isn't it? Who knows that?
Well, I know.
Again, we've got the Debbie Kirby, the E ending.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spot on, aren't they? Yes.
The B ending as well, isn't it?
I know the answer.
So do I.
Uh-huh. I think Debbie said it first, so.
No, I don't think she did, actually.
Mary.
Well, whose question is this? It's Kirby's question, yes.
Yeah.
If Kirby could provide us with the answer, we might be able to move on.
Well,
I didn't. I said 5 minutes.
No.
Oh, so that is a point to me.
And then Mary.
10 minutes.
Correct.
Oh.
My goodness. I guess it pays to make a lot of notes.
I'm off for a track. Well, I think it's like
that. Yeah.
All right. Debbie.
Yes.
Question.
What did the CCTV camera in Zoe and Isabel's cell resemble?
Resemble. Resemble.
I said resemble.
What, like an electronic eye?
Uh,
like the dramatic rumble beforehand. That was quite interesting.
Anybody?
I can say what Fraser Hines said.
Go on, Em.
In the commentary.
It might be wrong, but go on.
World War II mine.
No.
He said it in the commentary.
That's
you want
not
me to...
what I was referring to, though.
What was it then? What did it resemble?
Mary?
No! Don't answer the question!
A Dalek eye.
Thank you very much. It did look like a Dalek eye. Right then,
I said an electronic eye.
How do you know a Dalek eye is not organic?
Give her a point.
No. Right. It's Mary's question now. I think if I get my places right.
Okay.
That was Debbie's question.
Yes.
Okay.
What, according to Jimmy, could Vaughan's troops not shoot?
A flying elephant.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Hey, I'm basking in it.
We're neck and neck. Cool. Get what you ask.
Making up for backing the wrong person.
Bella, he wants to do it. Let him have his comment. There you go.
Thank you.
Score update.
Fine. In last place, the positive point is Adam. Dad.
Yes?
In last place, the 4 points is Adam.
You're all right. Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Wait.
He put a picture of himself as a little boy in front of the screen.
Oh, it's a tie. Yeah.
Get on with it.
We're going to lose Kirby soon.
Second place is 17 points for Mary and Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
And first place... with 19 points. Whoa! Is Kirby.
We're closing
Whose
in.
Question is next?
We're closing in. Come on, Mary.
Remember what happens as we go through the stories.
Find it.
We're coming to episode 7 in a minute. Right, I'm going to lose badly.
Kirby.
Master.
Who is the brigadier?
Brigadier.
Immediately answerable to.
Major General Rutledge.
Correct.
Bing.
Debbie.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What is the name of the machine that Watkins invented?
I've written it down millions of times.
You writ it down?
I've written it down, I did. The.
So did I.
Oh, God. Where is it?
Give her the points.
Oh, man alive.
Well, she's got to give her the answer first.
Yeah.
I didn't know
how
she's
many
got
times
it.
I wrote this blasted thing down and now I can't find it. Oh.
I have to get the countdown thing.
You will have to, yeah.
No.
No.
For goodness sake, I am looking through my notes because I wrote it down. And I went back through my notes to write it down again. And why I can't
I'm
find it,
I'm certain that you wrote
know.
It down.
This is terrible behaviour. I think you're just going to have to go no, because I can't find it. I know I've got it.
Go on then, Kirby.
Cerebraton Mentor.
Is that correct, Isabella? That sounds like a boring question! You donut.
It's wasting the battery.
I should be able to survive a little bit of time. Where was it? Where are we on here? The Cerebratron
Mentor. There you go. Yeah, he was right.
Points for Kirby.
Serves me right. Hoisting
Mary's
my own
go
guitar.
Eventually.
What is the long name for
my got any viewers now.
Circuit yeah. that the Doctor uses?
The name of the what?
The micro circuit that the Doctor uses.
What's the name of the micro circuit that the Doctor uses? Whose question is this one?
Mary.
Oh, she's still there.
Mary?
She just messaged. She said, what happened? Is she on?
Oh, dear.
She's dropped off.
Get her back.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Get her back. Wasn't me.
Mary! Come back, Mary!
We must.
Lord.
Goodness.
Oh, no, there she is.
Is she back?
Hey.
Yay! Yeah,
wow.
What happened?
What on earth happened there?
Is that the only one who got disconnected?
I don't
yes.
know.
Yes.
Oh, you were being asked a question and then you didn't answer.
You ask her the question again,
ask
please.
Ask her the question
okay.
again.
Okay. What is the long name for microcircuit that the doctor uses?
And that's my question, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't answer before. You were gone.
I know, this one.
I was good. I was just so excited, I guess. Let me see. Oh, I can find what's going to bring all the humans under cyber control. Where is it? Give me a second.
No, you can get plenty of time. I got
spending all my time trying to figure out what was going on. Implanted audio rejection capsules, yes?
No.
I know.
Apparently please. Debbie knows.
It's micromonolithic.
That was a good ding. Well, right, score update.
I thought you said, what did they use to protect themselves?
No.
What is the name of the microcircuit?
The pin, yeah.
Because I've written down place. The micromonolithic
Isabella, we are running out of time.
When activating the Briggle humans under cyber control.
Wait, what? 11 points is Adam. In third place with 12 points... Wait, what? 17 points is Mary.
Jeez, Zooey, I've never had that many points.
With
oh, hang on, I suppose we better do one of these.
18 points is Debbie.
Yay.
And in first place, once again,
it's my turn, Debbie. I'm getting very worried about the time you're taking
well,
to read those
out. I guess I'm wrong, but
don't
I
don't worry.
That Kirby,
micromonolithic
okay.
circuits were going to bring
who
everybody under control.
23?
Don't worry about timing for me. I'll stick through the end of the quiz, however long it takes.
Woohoo! Right, well, ask him the question again, please.
Who drives car 23?
Jimmy.
No.
Ooh. Oh, good. That's all right.
No, I know that one. It was Benton.
Correct.
Or Benson.
Yeah, well, Benson. Yeah.
Someone go back and watch that episode, second episode, and see if he says
never
Benson.
Mind,
I think
it doesn't matter, Debbie.
Yes.
Who played Isabel?
Don't know.
Ooh.
I didn't write down the cast this time.
Oh, I didn't write the cast down. Let me.
Anybody know? Kirby's going to look it up on Wiki now anyway, so I might as well just give him the point.
Okay, I will refuse to look it up.
I've just given you the point now.
Does that mean I have to look
now.
It up?
You have
okay.
to now.
Sally Faulkner.
There we
correct.
Go. Didn't take long, did it? Who's that last question for?
That
oh, Mary.
Mary.
Right then.
Mary.
So,
that's
okay.
Mary.
Right, the next question goes to Kirby.
No,
Mary. It was my question.
No, it was Mary then. Next question goes to Mary, and I'm playing my joker on this one. I don't know what the question is, but I need to play my joker at some point.
What was Jimmy's full name and title?
Oh, well... don't know.
I think I know this one.
Hang on, I'm adding my points on. Yeah, go on.
Is it Captain Jimmy Turner? Or James Turner?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm not 2 points off that, so it's not too bad. Right,
There's nothing.
So, the score update.
Okay, thank you.
Quickly.
Okay, fine, fine.
Don't worry about
in
the timing.
In last place, sorry, Mary.
Thank you, Isabel.
Yay! 17, though. My goodness.
In third place, 20 is Adam. In second place, 21 is Debbie. And in first place, once again, is
Mark
Kirby.
Has Kirby.
Right,
yeah.
Yay, Kirby!
Well, where are we up to on these questions?
Yeah.
On these
I don't think anybody picked Kirby.
Yeah. Adam did.
Okay, next question goes to Kirby.
Uh-oh. Kirby. What was the name of a cowardly soldier who ended up getting killed by the Cybermen?
What was the name of the cowardly soldier that ended up getting killed by the Cybermen?
I don't know.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
Excellent. Come on then, what's the answer, Isabella?
Perkins.
So it always seems to be Perkins.
Yeah, poor old Perkins.
Right, next question
it's
goes
like
to
firing
Debbie.
Firing at will, yes, yep.
How many bullets does Watkins fire into Vaughn?
3.
Correct.
Yes, I knew I should write that down.
Yeah.
Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
What did the doctor say to Jamie after Zoe had to wake Jamie up?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember it exactly. I didn't write that down.
No, I don't remember it, but I just...
Going in, anybody? Anybody?
How do you do okay. Jamie or
correct.
Something?
Oh, huh?
How do
what
you
was
do
it?
Jamie? Oh, how do you do, Jamie?
Where was that originally for, that question?
That was for Mary.
That was mine, yeah.
What's your update?
We're having them pretty quick.
In last place, sorry, Mary, with 17.
Isabella's so nice.
Still brilliant, 17.
A brilliant 17, thank you.
Third place. Oh, it's a tie.
Just get on with it.
Second place.
We're all going to do the scores.
Adam and Kirby, tied for second place. And in the lead is Debbie.
What? Okay. With how many? What's the points?
24.
My God, we are running close.
Kirby's question.
Master.
Right. What should they use to block the signals, according to Zoe?
A depolarizer.
Correct.
Debbie.
What injury did Jamie receive while escaping the house?
And was it a bullet wound?
No.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
All right. I got was that he's recovering from his bullet wound in episode 8.
Yeah.
I take it nobody else knows that one, then.
Apparently.
Yeah, it was a bullet wound.
It was a bullet wound.
He injured his knee.
Yeah, he got shot in the knee.
Yeah, so he injured his knee.
No, for goodness sake.
He got shot.
Nope, sorry, I'm not having it. Right, next, who's that
Protest.
For? Who was that originally for?
Me.
Protest.
Right. Mary, your question.
Sulking, protest.
From our point of view, which way did the doctor turn after flipping a coin in the sewer?
You mean from the viewer's viewpoint,
yes,
from the
viewer's
viewpoint.
Camera,
from the
viewer's
point of view, which direction on the screen did he go?
He went to his left.
Correct.
Camera left. It was a blinking bullet wound, and I will stand by that.
It was a bullet wound.
Yes, it was a bullet wound.
The committee has voted, and it's a bullet
wound. That was one of the questions that was on it when we originally did the quiz on this particular episode, the story. And
we probably argued with you then, too.
Yeah, because Zoe says it was just a grazed wound.
Right, next question goes to... I've forgotten.
Kirby.
Master.
How many years... has Vaughan worked with the Cybermen preparing the invasion?
I know.
Five.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, I've got my pen upside down. Doesn't work, does it? Debbie.
What was Sergeant Peter's job? I got that right. Correct. Oh, wait, what?
Sergeant Peter's?
Yeah, what was Sergeant Peter's job?
Whoa.
He must crop up in the episode I didn't see then. He operated a knob.
Anybody? No? Okay, that's another point for me.
What was his job?
Radar operator.
See, a knob. There you go.
Yeah, knob. There you go.
I protest.
Mary.
It's another protest
Mary,
answer.
No.
Mary.
Yes?
What was Packer's...
Packer?
Rhetorical question to Vaughan before getting killed.
Shoot. I don't remember.
Shoot.
Shoot. Anybody?
No. Kirby?
No.
No. Let's see. What was the answer then,
what
Isabella?
What have you done? What have you done?
Yes.
Oh, what have you done, Dad?
Okay, so was that originally for that question? I'm really losing the
that
point.
That was for me.
Right, so Kirby.
Master.
Where is the transmitter for the radio beam?
In the air quotes, compound.
Correct.
Debbie.
Yeah.
How long would it take the Russians to get the missile in range?
10 hours.
Correct.
Mary.
Yes.
What was fitted to Russian's rocket?
Ooh, I wrote that down.
Oh, I didn't write it down. So no, I don't know. I'll have to pass it off.
Go on then, Debbie.
A super cool hydrogen device.
Correct.
Do we have a score update?
Score update, which I'm going to do, because it's running out of time. In last place with 24...
We're running out of time, Doc.
With 19 points is Mary. In third place with 27 points, it's Debbie. In second place with... Good Lord. 29 points, it's Kirby.
10, 20, yep.
And in the lead with 30 points, it's me, the way things should be.
No.
Next question goes to Kirby. Where are we on here? I need to know where we are.
That one.
Right, Kirby.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Because I've got stuff to do.
What is the most amount of Cybermen we ever see in a single shot?
6.
Correct.
Yeah. I think we all wrote that one down. Right.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does the Doctor do when the... Brigader.
Oh, bloody hell.
Adam spilled his tea.
Oh, all on the old carpet we were taking up tomorrow.
Oh, final spill. Okay, what's my question? Okay, what does the Brigadier... What?
Brigadier.
Yes, carry on.
Goes off to destroy the transmitter.
So what was the first part of the question, sorry?
What did the Doctor do when the Brigadier goes off to destroy the transmitter?
Did he just sit and pose for a photograph?
Correct.
Lucky guess.
I love that bit.
Mary?
Yeah?
How far away is Cyber Spaceship's UFO standing off from Earth?
How far off from Earth is the UFO?
Don't know.
I think I know that one.
Debbie knows it, apparently.
Is it 230,000 miles?
No.
Oh, excellent.
I know.
Apparently, Debbie knows.
Point.
Go on,
50,000 miles.
Correct.
No points, but correct.
Well,
a minute. Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
But no points. Right. Mary, whose turn is it now? I've lost my hand.
Okay.
Whose question was that? Was that Mary's?
It was mine. Yeah.
Right, so therefore, Kirby. Hold up a minute. Where are we on here?
It's there. So that right. One will be it all.
Where are we on here? Because I need to know
how
many questions.
We're now onto that. We're now onto.
So how many 52. Questions we got left?
We got 4 left. But
right. So the next three, the last one,
the
is,
last
a free
one
for
is,
all.
Is a free for all.
Right. So the score update. Before we move on to the last little bit of questions, in last place with 19 points, it's Mary. In third place with 29 points, it's Debbie. In second place with 31 points, it's Kirby. In the lead with 32 points, it's me.
Boo.
Kirby, your question.
Master.
Okay. That's fine. What nickname does Isabel have for Jimmy?
I think I know. Jimmy, I guess.
No.
I'm going to.
Hang on now. Debbie said I know first.
Debbie said first.
My dolly soldier.
Correct.
Don't let the Brigadier hear you say that.
Debbie's question.
What were the last words uttered by Isabel in the story?
A police box. I don't believe it.
Correct.
There you go.
Mary.
Yes.
Who were given an acknowledgement for their people in the making of the story?
Oh, like I don't know specifically as the British military.
No. I think it's probably what, what's this?
Magic
tour. What's it say here? Where's the answer there? That'll do. Ministry of Defence.
Yeah, Ministry of Defence. That'll do. Yeah, give
Ministry.
It to, yeah, yeah.
That'll do.
Give it to.
Oh, right. Okay. Of course we've got to play one of these.
My last chance at a hallelujah horse. And you can all celebrate because I'm not threatening any of your positions.
Hallelujah. Yeah, but you've done pretty good.
Amazing.
Right, the last question is a free for all for everybody. Isabella, please.
Okay. Who was script editor for the invasion?
Oh, I know this.
Oh. I'm not going to look it up.
And Debbie's got distracted because she's playing Pokemon Go.
See,
anybody?
My phone buzzed. I don't know.
Oh. I know that it's somebody that's going to like be in Doctor Who forever.
Well. You're eating tissue, you stupid dog.
Sorry.
Anybody?
No.
You mean Debbie doesn't know? That's interesting.
Debbie doesn't know?
No.
I can make
a guess.
Go on, someone have a go at a guess, please.
I've got a guess.
Have Debbie guess.
Go on.
I was going to just say it was Kit Pedler.
No, I know.
I think it was Terrence Dix.
Yeah, that's what you think it was.
I didn't look that one up.
So. I knew it was going to be a famous name.
Hang on, you will not be able to do this because we have to do current scores before the wager and then the scores after wager, which I have to work out. So I shall do this, if you don't mind, because it's very complicated. Don't grizzle, my God. So, hang on, I'll write them down and you can read them out. All right, so the current scores. Right. That's the current scores before the
My gosh. Hey.
Come on, get on with it.
Last place, 21 points, Mary.
Yay.
Hooray, 21 points.
Second second place, Kirby and Debbie, 32 points. First place, Adam, 34.
But
dun, dun, dun.
Mine's a big
the person
one.
Who's in the lead is me. The people that predicted me to be in the lead are Debbie and Mary. So therefore, the scores change to that. So final scores, Isabella.
Second place, Mary, 42.
How do we go from fourth to second?
All right. Fourth place is Kirby, 32.
Yay.
Woo.
Third place, Adam, 34. Second place, Mary's 42.
Wow.
And in first place was 64, it's Jelly!
she even wins when she doesn't win.
Oh, good.
Okay, can we discuss when we're going to record next? Because I really do need
to.
Yeah,
Kirby needs to go. I have to go. Yes, I do. I've got to be home in time as well.
I could go possibly this Sunday, but I don't know what else we've got on this Sunday. Sunday the 21st. 4 o'clock story anyway. So
yeah,
it
should
that.
Be all right. Sunday, Kirby?
Okay. Unless things
Sunday. Sunday's fine.
What about you,
Sunday's?
Mary?
Unless
Sunday's
she must
fine.
Be a bay tells says otherwise.
Yeah. Okay.
Master, when will you know?
Well, as of now, I can tell you. If something gets cancelled, I'll just let you know. But
that's
what we're going to.
That's it. We're going to go for Sunday.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's what we're
well,
going
to
go for.
I got to run.
Okay,
so goodbye.
Have a good day at work.
Hey, we got rid of Kirby, everyone.
You got me for 10 minutes, if that.
Hey.
Bye, Demi. Bye. Isabella.
What about Isabella?
Hi, Adam.
Are you off as well?
Oh, well, no, I don't have to go.
Hang on, then. Right,
I'm
looking at Doctor Who News.
No, I'm heading out in a second.
Doctor Who News, there's not a lot on. Doctor Who Fan Club of Australia to celebrate 40 years. But we can't do that. That's far too far away.
Connecting who?
Shut up talking for the news. Doctor Who magazine circulation figures. A period of from January to June 20. Excuse me. January to June 2016. Apparently 25,832 up from 25,663. I thought there'd be more than that. Doctor Who Adventures is 11,268, and it's down from 20,506. So yeah, essentially that is saying that in the world there are 25,000 Doctor Who fans that want to buy a magazine I don't particularly purchase. So there you go. Subscriber event cover for Doctor Who magazine 503. Doctor Who magazine have announced there will be a special cover variant for subscriber on the next issue of the magazine due out on the 25th of August.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided to try this idea out for a test to see if fans like the idea of a variant cover with less text and a different image than the main cover on sale in shops. Well, I suppose if you, that's quite nice for the people who, you know, have the subscription. Mm-hmm. Not much going on there. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who magazine special edition on location with a picture of Lalla Ward. Was going to be a friend of Debbie, but never worked out.
It will next time.
Too bad, Debbie.
TV movie to be released on Blu-ray. About Time 2. BBC Worldwide confirmed that 1996 television movie starring Mary's bloke.
Mary's boyfriend. Yes,
will
yes.
be released on Blu-ray September, which I will have to buy because I'd like to see it in HD. Torchwood comic release.
He's a great Doctor. It's a Ralph shame,
Little
yeah.
denies Doctor Who rumours.
He'd be brilliant he would be really as good, Doctor actually, Who.
Yeah. Yeah. Actor Ralph Little has released a video categorically denying he will be taking part in the next series of Doctor Who. Because he'll be the next Doctor after that.
He'll be the next Doctor, I bet he is. He's brilliant.
Yeah, whenever they deny that much.
Yeah.
No, he's not denying he's not going to be the Doctor. He's just denying he's going to be in the next series.
Involved in the next series, yeah.
They might have to bring him in as the mm-hmm. Doctor. But yeah, he'd be a great Doctor.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, that's essentially it. We have some sponsors, whowon.co.uk and Navazi. And we don't see anything from audible.co.uk/20MB because nobody's actually using getting the subscriptions in. But you get some really good audiobooks.
Yes, you do.
Yes, that was really quick, wasn't it? Well, because we've run out of time. Yay. Because Isabella was doing a quiz. Next week, we're looking at...
Croutons,
which I'm looking forward to having. Croutons?
Yeah.
Croutons.
That's what Kirby called them earlier.
Story. Easily doable. So until next week, hopefully. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thanks,
and watching
Mary.
The ones that did watch. Goodbye!
Bye. Bye. Goodbye! Thank you for joining us, Mary, on your vacation.
UK production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whowon.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.